to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 863 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we jump into the question and answer portion, I do want to send a couple of shout-outs to a few of the great folks who support the show on Patreon. That's right. Let's kick it off with the big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout-out to my friend Mad Chad. Let's send a big thank you shout-out and a fist bump to Good Vibe Terps. And let's wrap it all up with a big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout-out to Frogman420. Big thanks and big shout to everybody who supports the show on Patreon. If you are not already supporting the show and you would like to learn how to do so, all you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you need will be right there on the screen. Once again, big thanks to everyone who supports the podcast. All right, now let's work our way into the question and answer portion of the show. Lately, autoflower seeds have been a big topic online, on social media, in the grow community. I've been getting a lot of questions about autoflowers. I've actually been getting a lot of requests for autoflowers. That's right. People are asking me to breed, make, and sell autoflower seeds. People have asked me why I don't do that. And today we are going to briefly address why I don't fuck with autoflowers. It is that simple. We'll talk about why. Before we do that, let's talk about what are autoflowers. All of the seeds that I make, every seed you buy from Irie Genetics, whether it's a feminized seed or a regular seed, all of those seeds will be photoperiod seeds, which means they flower based on the amount of light hours which they are given. Those seeds are going to need 12 hours of uninterrupted darkness per day to initiate the flowering cycle. That is a photoperiod plant. The absence of light, the short day, that is what tells that plant, hey, it is time for me to flower. That will initiate the flowering phase. Those are the plants that I make and I enjoy growing. Those are the plants I appreciate. I personally do not enjoy growing or smoking autoflower plants. I'm not a hater. I'm not just trying to bash these plants. I prefer a plant that I can veg the amount of time that I want to veg that plant. I can pop it, twist it, defoliate it, lollipop it. I can do all the manipulation that I need to it to fill my canopy and grow the room to the quality and quantity that I need. With an autoflower plant, I don't have that option. Those plants are just going to flower when they are ready. I can't top it. I can't do as much manipulation because it may stress that plant. So the autoflowers can't be topped. You can't dictate the amount of veg time. They are going to flower when they are ready. So I don't prefer the autoflower plants, mainly because the first thing I like is the control. I like to be able to top the plant, spread it out, veg it as long as I need to fill my space and flower when I'm ready. Autoflower, I cannot do that. The other aspect of an autoflower, which I don't appreciate, is if I were to grow the most amazing, fire, most potent, tastiest, terpiest, best fucking plant I have ever grown with an autoflower, that's a one-time deal. I don't get to grow that again because it's an auto. I did not take a clone because you cannot take clones from an autoflowering plant. That clone will be the same age as the rest of the plant. So let's say you've got a plant, and this is a concept that counts to all plants, but just think about this as autoflowers. You've got a mother plant. You take a clone from it. That clone is technically the same age as the plant which that clone came from. If it came from a photoperiod or an autoflower, that clone is the age of the plant that it derived from. So if your plant's been growing for 6 months, those hormones are moved around in the plant, that clone is also 6 months old, even if you just cut it today. So when you cut that autoflower clone, those hormones within that clone have already told that plant it is almost time to go into flower, and it will go into flower before it roots or very shortly after, and you'll have a little tiny autoflower clone that just flowered on you. You won't even get to keep it. So the main aspect is I like the control. Maybe I'm a control freak. Maybe I've got some OCD, but I like to be able to veg as long as I need to veg to fill that grow space. I also like to be able to take a clone for repeatable results. So I said we were going to talk about what an autoflower is. I segued right on into telling you why I don't make them. I don't like that I cannot veg them as long as I want. I cannot fill my canopy. I cannot fill the trellis. I can't fill the whole tent, and I need to fill the whole space if I'm growing. What's the point in just filling a portion of my grow space? I want to fill it up. I'm using the light. I'm using the energy. Let's use the space and fill it up. I kind of use the analogy of I am not a country music fan. If you like country music, enjoy it. I'm not talking shit. I'm telling you what I enjoy. I am not a big fan of country music. I know what it sounds like. I can play it on the drums. I've heard it. But I am not a big country music fan. I am a reggae fan. I love reggae music. I love jam rock music. I love rock and roll type music. If you put me on the drums and you said, let's play reggae, that shit is going to sound good because I've got reggae feel. I enjoy reggae. I understand reggae. I have researched and understood and felt the feeling of reggae drums. I know how to do that. You would think it's a reggae drummer playing on that track. If you had me play country music, it would sound good, but it wouldn't sound like it could if you hired a Nashville, Tennessee type of country drummer, a session studio country guy to come in and do that. It would be much better because he feels country. He understands that nuance of country music. He's in that shit. I'm not in Autoflower. I don't enjoy it. I don't like growing it. To the best of my knowledge, I don't like smoking it. However, now everything is concentrates. You could possibly give me some concentrates made from Autoflowers, and I wouldn't know the difference because it's concentrates. It's not autos. I may enjoy that. I wouldn't know the difference right now. It may be happening. I don't even know. So to the best of my knowledge, I don't enjoy smoking or growing Autoflower plants, which means I would not enjoy breeding them because there's no passion there. When I think about breeding plants, it's usually I'm in a grow and I see a plant and I love the way that it grows and I see it a few times. I watch it develop and I go, that plant right there, that's got something to it. Or I smell a jar or I smoke something or something about one plant or two plants just tells me some bells, some buzzers go off. With Autoflower plants, I don't get those buzzers. There's no passion for the Autoflower. They simply do not get my attention. It's just not attractive to me. So to compare that to music, to loop that back around to music, that would be like me just playing country music. I could do it, but there would be no passion. There would be no feel. We'll leave the playing the country music to people who enjoy the country music. It'll sound good. It'll come out better. That's exactly how I feel about the Autoflower plants. We'll let people with more passion grow those Autoflower plants, breed those. There are plenty of people out there doing it. Shout out to my buddy Daz, killing it with the Autoflower plants. Also, my company, the company motto is grow from your heart and breed with love. If I were breeding Autoflower plants, it would not be love. I appreciate that you guys want them, but I'm not in love. So it would just be just Paul and Chuck in. It would just be, honestly, it'd be a money grab. And that's not what this is about. This has never been a money grab for me. This has always been growing from my heart and breeding with love, which is what I do. And I think that's a lot of why I am successful. That's a lot of why why your favorite musician is successful is because they put music out that they loved. The music came from their heart. It came from their soul. It took them a long time to make that music. They put it out and it's fucking good because they did what they love. They weren't worried about, will you like it? We hope you guys like our product, but if you don't, that's fine. As long as I love my breeding project, that's really what matters. As long as a musician loves the album that they put out, that's really what matters. But when you do something with passion like that and you're not worried about marketability, finances, sales, numbers, charts, when you do something from your heart, from your soul, and this could be anything, it could be cooking, it could be sewing, whatever you're into, whatever craft you're doing from your heart, that will show. And the clientele is there if you do it from your heart. Don't do it for clientele. The clientele will buy your passion if you do it with passion. If it's painting, drawing, stitching, whatever you do, there's a million different arts out there, and I encourage everybody to find your niche. But if you do it with passion, if you do it with love, and you don't adjust that art for the market, you will find your audience. The audience will see that and you'll put out a better product. If I were to adjust my breeding, adjust my music for the audience, it would suck. I don't want to make commercially acceptable products or music. That's not what I'm trying to do. So let's talk about now how client or artist or crowd influence comes into play with this. Let's talk about your favorite musician. Remember that first album they made? It was pretty good. That second album, it was good. The third one, it sucked because they weren't struggling anymore. They weren't struggling musicians. They weren't sleeping on the couch. They weren't living in the tour van. They were being handed a bunch of money, and then they were forced to make a product on a deadline, and that wasn't done with passion. They didn't record from their heart. They recorded because the fucking record company has a deadline, and we got to make this money and get these songs out. And you can tell by that third, that fourth album, all that passion went away because they forgot. They're not growing from their heart. They're not breeding with love. They're making Autoflowers to fill a contract. And that's not what I'm trying to do. That's not what I'm here for. That's never what this was about. I started off as a consumer. I was a smoker. And then I started growing, and then I got into the medical marijuana field. And when I saw what I was doing for medical marijuana patients and clients, it changed my outlook on this. I used to sell black market cannabis. That was how I survived. But once I got into the medical field, the medical marijuana side of things, and I saw how a product that I took my time to cultivate, I grew these plants, I grew them, I harvested them, trimmed them, dried them, and cured them. And then I had people come to my dispensary, and they would be brand new. There would be little old ladies that have never smoked weed would come to this dispensary looking for relief, and they wouldn't have any clue what to do. So I'd give them three or four different kinds of bud. Just say, here's an indica, here's a sativa, here's a hybrid, and then here's just something else just to try. And I would give them a gram of each or pre-roll of each, and I would label it, and I would tell them, go home and smoke these on a different day and figure out what works the best for you. Take a couple of rips, find out, come back. We will work on your medical marijuana needs, and we'll get you dialed in together. There was a little old lady that came in. She walked on one of the walkers, like the one that goes in front of you. It's got the tennis balls on it. You know what I'm talking about. She was hunched over. She looked unhealthy. She didn't feel happy when you spoke to her. She seemed in pain and miserable and nearly desperate. After a few weeks of coming to my dispensary, she was smoking a product that she had found helped her. Her hunch went away. Her smile came back. Her overall health was improving. And her quality of life and her level of enjoyment of life was improving. So that's just one person out of hundreds of people I got to see at my dispensary. That changed everything. When I saw that sort of stuff, like people coming in and the 2 or 3 minute interaction we would have just selling them their medicine and the recommendations I could make and the plants they were consuming was changing their life. It was improving the quality of their life. And that changed my entire outlook, my approach, my everything to this plant. If you would have asked me to make autoflowers before that experience, I might have done it because there's money there. I would have said, fucking, I'm missing a money opportunity. There's money on the table. Let's make these autos and get that part of the market. But seeing those clients and those people, it sparked empathy and compassion, and it changed my outlook and it changed my approach to the entire plant, the entire business of cannabis, the entire passion of cannabis. It changed me a lot. It changed me as a person. So those interactions with those people at that dispensary really changes. So this was never about a money grab. This was always maybe back in the day before I got into the medical side when I was doing the black market thing, that was for money. But the seed company, the breeding, that has never been a money grab. That's always been a lot of it was because I was very frustrated with the seeds I was buying. I'd spend good money on the website overseas. I'm not even going to talk about their name. I'm not going to praise them or bash them. They were overpriced, and a lot of the seeds that I bought sucked. A lot of them came crushed. I would grow those seeds. I'd spend whatever you veg for 4 weeks, you flower for 9 weeks, it's fucking 13 weeks, and then they would not be satisfactory. That's a lot of what got me breeding. I found a few things I did like, and I realized I can make seeds, and I started making my own seeds because I wasn't satisfied with what was available. And then I started seeing what the stuff I was breeding was doing for people, and that definitely inspired me, sparked me, and pushed me. So, wow, that was a great ramble. Whoever asked me about autoflowers recently, it's been a lot of people. Thank you. You guys, I owe you all a fist bump and a big high five because you got me going on a very good ramble about autoflowers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a quick episode. Christmas is coming this week, so I'm going to get myself out and do some Christmas shopping, get caught up. Don't hang out and listen to podcasts all weekend. Go spend some time with the family. Go spend some time with the loved ones. Go share some love. Sometimes the greatest gift you can give is just time and be there, be present, put your phone down, spend some time with some people. Because unfortunately, they won't all be here forever. Some of those people might not be here next year, the year after that. So love them while you can. Love the people around you. Love yourself. I'm freaking rambly, so we're going to wrap up this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to a quick episode. I hope everybody has a great, safe holiday out there. Take good care of yourself. What else do I have for you? Oh, yeah. Make sure you check the website, iredirect.com, for that holiday pricing. And that's all I've got for you. I'm going to give a big old shout out to my buddy Eric Wright, and until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke your mom, and relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every
every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing like the cannabis. Go from your heart, cure this. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Chef will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.